Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
New facility recommended for Campbell County High School following cost analysis. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A long-awaited evaluation recommends replacing Campbell County High School rather than repairing it, citing cost savings of $10 to $15 million. This recommendation comes from MGT Consulting's most cost-effective remedy study conducted over the summer to assess the best option for addressing the school's facility needs. Senator Troy McEwen, who recently opposed the funding due to statutorial requirements until the study was complete, now says he's supportive of moving forward with replacement based on the findings. The new study would accommodate 1,200 students. A site analysis, including soil testing, is also planned to prevent future structural issues. The Campbell County School District will review the draft with MGT Consulting and state officials next week, with a potential school board approval on November 26th. The final decision will go to the School Facilities Commission in early December. Wyoming Senator Barrasso elected Senate Majority Whip as GOP takes control. Wyoming Senior Senator, U.S. Senator John Barrasso, has solidified his influence in the new Republican Majority Senate, securing the role of Majority Whip, the second highest leadership position. Cowboy State Daily reported Barrasso expressed gratitude to Wyoming and his colleagues, stating it's an honor to serve as Assistant Majority Leader. Barrasso was elected in Wyoming by large margins and ran unopposed for the whip role. With support from President-elect Donald Trump, as Majority Whip, Barrasso plans to focus on lowering costs, securing the border, strengthening U.S. standing, and promoting American energy. His term as whip begins in early 2025, where he will play a significant role in advancing the Republican agenda along with new Majority Leader Senator John Thune. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.